Can you roll the tape here, Derek? I got to ask you about this.
Here we go.
All right.
TJ, with the way this game started, it looked like you might have your way with the Leafs tonight. How is it they keep coming back and now have you on even terms?
They've got a couple of good bounces there off some bodies. But, you know, they did a good job on the penalty kill there and gained some momentum for themselves. So we got to go out there and start the third and get it back there. They're a good team. We knew they were going to work for it, and should be a good third.
You'd have to acknowledge the possibility that not scoring in that full two-minute five-on-three could yet be costly. Was it just a matter of the Caps trying to be too perfect?
The five-on-three is already behind us. We got a full period here. We're not going to let that end the game for us.
Fair enough. Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
You know what? I hate to tell you guys this, but I couldn't hear it, so I'm not exactly sure what it was.
Oh, okay. Well, we replayed TJ Oshie, interview. Okay. I mean, it was a question I had to be asked about the 5-on-3.
I thought so, too. But, you know, one thing about the Capitals this year is they're much more guarded. I think we saw that in the first game when I talked to Justin Williams, and he reacted to my question about being nervous to start by saying that I should pump the brakes, and that's become sort of a catchphrase now in our crew in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night with TJ Oshie, you're right, Jeff, the question about not scoring on the 5-on-3 had to be asked, but he chose to answer it that way. I respect his answer. He didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
You know, wanted to put it out of his mind. But as it turned out, I don't know that he was able to put it out of his mind, and that was the turning point in the game, and that's why the Caps lost.
Well,
I say this, when I ask those questions, you know, I'm asking what I think everybody at home wants to have addressed.
Mm-hmm.
Were they nervous to start game one? They were. And I think we said that over and over in our commentary. So when you're talking to a player between periods, you should have the courage to use those words in an interview with him. And same with TJ Oshie last night. That 5-on-3 was critical. If the Caps score there, the game's over, and they take a 2-1 lead in the series. So that's why I asked it. And, you know, it's not rocket science. It's mm-hmm. pretty simple, I think.
Mm-hmm. But you kind of know, Scott, and again, you've been doing this for a long time, you kind of know what's going to come back or not come back as well, right? From a hockey player in a playoff series, you know, asking the question is the important part, because you get that out there and you say, and that is the question everyone wants answered, but you also kind of know, you know, like, it would be a shock if somebody came back and said, you know, yeah, we were really scared. We blown a bunch of playoff series, and we've got a history of choking in the playoffs. There is, you're going to get some version of, you know, we're given 110%. Like, that's just the reality of it, isn't it?
Well, of course. I guess the credo in our business is never ask a question that you already know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm guided somewhat by that, but yet I'm also guided by this has to be asked.
Yeah.
This was a turning point in the game. You know, as I'm going back now to game one again, you know, they were all over the place and nervous to start. You know, I think with these intermission interviews, generally, let's be honest, they're forgettable for the most part. So look at it this way. We've had a couple in this series that people remember. So
right.
There's something to be said for that.
I'm going to ask you this. Why would this team be nervous? Because you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, I thought even I made the point at the top of the show that even when they took the lead last night, when that 5-on-3 expired, I just thought the Leafs are going to come back. I don't know if they're going to win, but I thought it was going to be tied at some point. I had no doubt about that. They just it's almost like they can't get out of their own way, Scott.
Well, it's the they are, at this point in this series, I think we could conclude that they are crumbling under the weight of their playoff history.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the seed of doubt is in their minds. How could it not be? They've never gone past the second round with Alexander Ovechkin. We showed a stat last night that underlined how difficult the Caps have made it on themselves in the playoffs. And these are the President's Trophy winners from each of the last 2 years.
Right.
And yet 6 of their last 9 playoff games have gone to overtime, and they've won 2 of them. So there's a lot to be said for, you know, when they get down to the nitty gritty, to the hardcore action of the playoffs, they do not rise to the challenge. And Kevin McClellan said last year, our playoff history will be exactly that until we rise above it. And they're not doing it in this series. But look, in the first 10 minutes of last night, I think everybody thought this is the Capitals team that mm-hmm. you know, most people expected to see in the playoffs. And now, it's not hard to envision them winning the next 3 and running the Leafs out of the playoffs. But the Leafs, to their, you know, full credit, came back. Their rookies are been brilliant in this series, and the Caps are not rising to the challenge again, at least not at this point.
You know, I generally don't put a whole lot of stock in the idea of coaches as kind of psychologists, but there are moments when when it seems to be something other than talent, right? And that we are in one of these moments with Washington. If you've seen coaches in this situation before, maybe not exactly, given the Washington's rather remarkable, horrible playoff history, but what is left for a guy like Barry Trotz to do to try and unlock his team? Because that's kind of what it's because it looked like, again, it looked like they were unlocked there in the first period, and then the demons return. How do you allow them to be them?
Well, I thought Mike Babcock did a brilliant job of out-psyching the Capitals and maybe even Barry Trotz in game number one when he kept talking about the pucker factor. Mm-hmm. And his quote before game number one, the morning of the game, was, there's nothing like seeing a lot of fans with long faces, nervous and sitting on their hands. And that's exactly how it turned out in the first period of game number one at the Verizon Centers. Barry Trotz, I think, is Babcock's equal as a coach. One thing I would wonder about, though, and we talked about this at length post-game last night, Craig Simpson and I, was Alex Ovechkin gets roundly criticized for not rising to the challenge. I just mentioned it a moment ago, but you have to consider that he's played 21 player, and in his last 21 playoff games, he's got something like 20 points? He's a point-a-game player in the playoffs, is the point I'm making. So it's not necessarily him, it's support. Alex Ovechkin last night, I don't have a game sheet in front of me, and I just glanced at it last night on the way out of the rink, but I think he got a total of 15 minutes of ice time. And he'll be the guy who'll wear this loss if that's how it turns out. If he's going to wear it, give him a chance to, be more responsible for it. He should be playing 20 minutes a game at least.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the final ice time last night, again, I think it was around 15 for Ovechkin, and I think Tom Wilson was 13. Barry Trotz got a huge devotion to his fourth line in this series, and fourth line's been pretty good, but it shouldn't be at the expense of Alex Ovechkin's ice time.
Scott, you're out and about around the ACC when you're doing between period stuff and that. We look at the Leafs from a distance, and we don't want to get a chance to be as close as you do. And Brent and I were talking about this, just how some of their guys seem to have a sense of the moment, some of the young guys. Are they as cool as we think they are? From what you see of them, is there a remarkable absence of jitters in that group?
If there is, it's impossible to see it or find it. I wasn't around the Leafs for the better part of the year.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, not at all. I was out west.
Sure.
And so I come onto the series with the same expectation that everybody else has, which is that, first time in the playoffs for, eight, nine of the Leafs? I think it was nine on the first night, and then Zaitsev played last night. And I'm thinking, this will be a little lesson for them. They'll give it their best. As Mike Babcock said before the playoffs began, they don't understand what's going to happen. I'll explain it to them. They won't believe it, and then it will happen. And I think he was referring to space, and that hasn't happened. I mean, they've played free, loose, fast, easy. They've found space. Their speed has been outstanding, and they now think they can win this series. And how can they not after going to overtime three times and winning two of those games? So I don't see any sign of jitters on a guy like Austin Matthews, who is perhaps the biggest focal point when it comes to the rookies. If you listen to him in the dressing room, he answers questions like he's been in the league for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite amazing.
But it's interesting because they had a tight last week of the season, right? They lost three of those four games. They just squeaked by Pittsburgh to get in. They lost the chance, the great chance, doesn't maybe not so much of a chance to play Ottawa in the first round. They looked in that last week like a team that maybe was feeling the weight of the moment. And, again, maybe it's because you feel like you're playing with house money once you're in. Maybe it's because, there's no expectations. But they have looked like themselves, which I guess that's the great compliment, isn't it? That they've kind of looked like the best of themselves.
Yeah, they've looked like the best of themselves at just the right time. And, by the end of the second game at the double overtime, I'm sure they're saying to themselves, what's so complicated about this?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to win. We had to go to double OT to do it, but we played with these guys all night. We had an answer for everything, came back to win it. So just keep it going. And I think that's pretty much the attitude. So, the possibilities here are very, very interesting. So much hinges now on on game number four. Leafs win that, and look out.
You know, you mentioned that you spent a lot of time out west during the hockey season, or Hockey Night in Canada. You certainly did. Are you surprised at all from what we've seen from the two Alberta teams? I mean, obviously, the Oilers blew that lead last night. They absolutely torched that lead. But, you know, I kind of look at...
The Flames.
I'm sorry, the Flames did, yeah. But I look at the Ducks, and the Ducks have been there and done that. And, you know, and are you seeing anything at all that surprises you out of those two teams?
Not out of Edmonton. I mean, they've held their own. The Oilers are, you know, led by Connor McDavid. And Zach Cassian's been brilliant for them in the playoffs, and I expected him to be a force, perhaps not as much as he's been. So I'm not surprised by what the Oilers have done against San Jose, but I did catch most of the end of the Calgary-Anaheim game last night, and that was a dagger for the Flames. I'm certainly surprised at how, you know, you got Anaheim 4-2 in the third period and end up losing it that way. And, you know, Brian Elliott had a really tough night, and unfortunately showed more of the form that he did to start the season. He really had struggled, found his form towards the midpoint of the season, and looked like the goaltender that they thought they got when they signed him, or when they got him from St. Louis. So, Calgary, a big surprise. Edmonton, not so much. If there's going to be a team out west advance to the second round, obviously it's going to be the Oilers.
Right.
Calgary will be hard-pressed to win another game in this series after last night's dagger.
Scotty, we're going to let you run. Good to talk to you as always, my friend.
All right. Glad to see that you're still working, Jeff.
Yeah, me too. Believe me. So is my wife. Take care.
See you, Scott.
Bye.